Learning Masech Neshamis, Daf Samach Tes, Amud Beis. This Amud is Behemshech to the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, discussing what you need to be a Shegeg. L'gabi Chayvik Krisus, that someone is over Chayvik Krisus for Shegeg, he brings a carbon, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if he knows it's alive deraisa, he just doesn't know it's Kares, he's considered a Shegeg, and he brings a carbon. And Rish Lakish says, no, he has to also be a Shegeg on the lav. So the Gemara discusses two other chiyuve shegig that we have that don't have kares, and wants to know if this is negayet to the machloikis yibeichin and mishlokish. One is shuas bidui that starts in samach tesem and aleph with abaya, and the second is the chiyuv of eating chumah v'shegig. It's not a carbon, it's a chaimish, but also you need shegig. And the question is, what type of a shegig do you need? Is that telling the machloikis yibeichin and mishlokish? So about Shavuos Bitoy, Abaye says that everyone's made the Shavuos Bitoy that you need a shegig on the lav. If you're amazing on the lav, there wouldn't be a Shavuos Bitoy. It wouldn't be called a shegig. They say, even though Rabbi Yechon holds by kares, when you bring a carbon for a kares, even though you're amazing on the lav, if you're a shegig on the kares, you call the shegig, you bring a carbon. Rish Lakish holds you need a shegig on the lav. By Shavuos Bitoy, you bring a carbon, everyone holds you need to be a shegig on the lav. So the Gemara asks Pshita, there is no kares. What else are you going to be a shegig on? So the Gemara says a svar, that you would think that since Shavuos Bitoy is a chiddush, which is very rare to have a carbon chatas brought on something which is not kares. Usually a lav doesn't bring a carbon, and here you do. So you would think he's shegig b'carbon nami l'chayev kamash mula. Now, we explained in the previous Shia, I think it's Mefurish and Rashi and Tesis, and this is the Yisayda of the Sugya, that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shagig B'Kares is considered a Shagig is because the Mechayiv is the Kares. And that's a Rish Lakish that holds that Shagig B'Kares is not, needs a Xeris, a Kosov, that you also need a Shagig in the Lav. But Be'etzin, the Mechayiv is the Kares, you need a Shagig for a Kares. So that explains the Gemara's kasha by Shavuos Bitoy, but is no kares al karchach the mechayev is alive. So what's the Gemara's teretz that since it's a chiddush that you bring a carbon without kares, so shekishaga b'karbonami lechayev. Just because you have a chiddush that you bring a carbon without kares, so it should be another chiddush that shigas karbon should be shmosh gaga. So ulai neymar that the Gemara held that even by Shavuos Bitoy, it's not the lav be'etzim that's mechayev. It's the chiyuv carbon, which makes it more. Just like we're saying, being over on a chiyuv kares is mechayev a carbon, not the lav. So Shavuos Bitoy doesn't have a kares, but it has a chiyuv carbon. So it's being over on the chiyuv carbon, which is mechayev the carbon. As I may nech the svara, if we could understand such a svara. Then the Gemara goes on and asks the Kasha from the Braisa, Eiz v'shu shiga shu is bidu l'sha'avar, that he knows, says, Yedeni shishu is a surah v'ini deyam chavel l'karban eloi. That is chayiv. And the Gemara answers, Amani munbazi. And Rashi's not gairis the second Lashon, and the second Lashon says, if it's munbaz, it's what's the chiddush? Always munbaz holds shiga's karban shmo shkiga. Elamai, we're saying a chiddush in the Rabban and Azariah, that shu is bidu is an exception, and tifta the abayah tifta, but Rashi's not gairis that. And then this is the Sadistik of Machloikis Rishenim in the Sugya, which is more Sugya and Shua, so not Kri Marech, but I'll say it over Bekitzer. The Rashi holds that when the Gemara says, Ezu Shiga Shua's Bitu L'Sha'avar, the Gemara is having a Kasha. How could you possibly be over on a Shua's Bitu? Shua's Bitu needs a Shegek, Vanela Mimenu. How is it possible to be over by a Shua L'Sha'avar? Mimonavshach. By Shavuot Abba, it's possible. A person makes a Shavuot, he won't eat a piece of bread, or he will eat a piece of bread, and if he gets the Shavuot, so it's not a problem of a Adam Shavuot, it's not a problem that the Shavuot is not Chal because he didn't have Das, because at the time he made the Shavuot, he had Das. The problem is later he forgot, and that's not a problem of a Adam Shavuot. That's how Rashi and Tesis both learn. So mainly if you get the Shavuot, so that's how it's Shayach Shegig. At the time of the Shavuot, you knew that there's a Shavuot, you knew that there's a lav being over on a Shavuot, but at the time you're being over, you forget there's a Shavuot, you forget there's a lav. So immediately you can have a case of Shegig. Mashegig by Shavuot l'Sha'avar, Mimanavshach. If he knows he's making a Shavuot, and he knows that he's making a shvuah sheker, so that's amazing. Elamai, he doesn't know that he's making a shvuah. He thinks he's making a shvuah emes, for instance. Let's say he doesn't remember. He says, I ate bread, and he doesn't remember that he really didn't. Or he says he didn't eat bread, he doesn't remember that he really did. So that's astayus in the ikka shvuah. That's a sign in Adam Shvuah. You need the kavana for the shvuah. And he didn't have kavana. He knows the shvuah sheker. And Rashi holds that even if he doesn't know there's an aveira to make a shvuah sheker, that's also a sign of Adam Shvuah. He didn't realize the ramification of what he's doing. So that's not really a shvuah. That's his atayis in the ikka shvuah. So it's a sign in Adam Shvuah. So what's the case? We're missing a case. So the only case is he knows he's making a shvuah sheker. And he knows it's alive of the Raisa to make a Shua Sheker. But he doesn't know it's a Chiv carbon. So Mel is no sign in the Shua. But it's called a Shegig because it's a Shegig on the carbon. That's a Raya, not like a Baya. So the Gemara answers a Mani Mun busy. So Rashi is bothered. So Eba Zai, the man, the Amman, doesn't hold like Munbas. How is he going to learn that there's a Chiv carbon on a Shua L'Shaver? So he says, that's okay. He holds like the Tana, there is no Chi of carbon on Shvuah L'Sha'aver. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that the Chi of carbon is only on a Shvuah L'Abah, a Shvuah that you will do something, you won't do something, and you're over, which that's Shayach HaShayig that you forget afterwards. But on a Shvuah L'Sha'aver, which Bamis is only Shayach HaShayig, if you have a Shingas carbon, and that's only according to Munbaz, and a Chinami Yitak will be part of like that man the Omer. So Taisus asks, Apella, Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds the Yechayim on Shvuah L'Sha'aver. And Rabbi Kiva is the one that argues on Munbaz and says that Shigas Karba Lo Yishmei Shkaga. So how is it going to shtim? So Taisus brings a Rabbeinu Shmuel that learns it's not the Pshat and the Braisa. The Braisa is not telling you that this is the only case Yechayim L'Sha'aver. And that would also answer in Rashi's Kasha that why would you say, what's the Chiddush? It's a Chiddush that this is the only case that Yechayim L'Sha'aver and you're not Chayim any other case. The Taisa says, you are chayav for another case. You can have a case where he knows it's a shvuah sheker, and he knows it's an issur to make a shvuah sheker, but he doesn't know there's a lav. So Taisa brings Rabbeinu Shmuel, he thinks it's an asay. So Mefarshim asks, what do you mean he thinks it's an asay? There is no asay. It's either Idva Nitvas Michadash, says one or two terutzim. Either the fact that he thinks it's an asay means already it's not a chsarin of other shvuah. Even though he's wrong, it's not an asay, but it's a lav. But if he thinks it's an asay, so he realizes that it's a shvuah, and there's something wrong with the raisa with it, he doesn't realize it's a lav, that's not a chsarin other mishvuah, but still he wouldn't be called amazed, because you have to be amazed on the lav. He also says, it could be you are over an asay on a shvuah l'sha'aver, es Hashem l'kecha tira, could be you're over on es Hashem l'kecha tira, it's not called yir shemayim, if you make a shvuah sheker b'shem Hashem, so it could be you are over an asay. Al-Kabanim, that's what we have in Taisus. That Rabbeinu Shmuel says, if Shalas, he knows it's an asay. But the Rishayim says it, even if he doesn't know it's an asay. As long as he knows he's making a shvuah, even if he doesn't know there's any issur to make a shvuah, but he knows it's a shvuah, that's also not a sign of Adam Shvuah. Now, Adam Shvuah means that you don't realize you're making a shvuah sheker. You don't realize that it's sheker, you think it's emes. So that's a shvuah betais. But here, you know you're making a shvuah sheker. Now, you don't realize there's any issa deraisa to make a shvuah sheker. That's also not a chsan and other mishvuah. So, the way the Rishayim are learning, when the Braisa says, Eze shvuah shigas bitul shavar, it doesn't mean this is the only case. I mean, there are other cases where you didn't know there was a lav. It means to say that even this case, even the case where you know it's a lav, you just don't know there's a carbon, it's also called a shkaga. So, then it's very good the next lashon in the Gemara. That you can't say it's Munbaz, because Munbaz holds the way even by Chayvei Krisus, not only by Shuas Bitoy. Why would it say by Shuas Bitoy? Elamai, by Chayvei Krisus, you say Shigas Karbon Leishmei Shkaga, but Afilu Hachi, by Shuas Bitoy, since it's a Chiddush, you'll say that Shuas Shigas Karbon Ishmei Shkaga. That's the other Pshat from the Rishayim. Agam, the Ramban, wants to add, I forgot to mention this earlier, the Ramban answers the Kasha and Rashi, Rashi's a Pella. Rashi says that the man the Yom who argues on Munbaz, who holds a Shigas Karbon Leishmei Shkaga, Taka won't have any case for Shuas Bitul L'Sha'aver, because if he doesn't know that there's a lav, so that's a chsarin and other mishvuah. And if he knows there's a lav, then he's amazing. He says, "I'll go like a Bishmol, that's only Mechayev Ashwul Abba." In fact, Taisus, the man, the Amr that holds that Yechayev on the Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva argues on Mumbaz. So the Ramban has a pshat, no, Rabbi Kiva agrees on Mumbaz. Rabbi Kiva only argues on Mumbaz, the guy with Tinik Shnizhe Ben Anachim, and Gershon is Gaya Ben Anachim, that Mumbaz holds his potter, Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayev. Sheikh doesn't have to be dimmer to raise it. For the Gabi that he can have the idea of Bishas Tishmua, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Mumbaz. So Pella had to learn the Shakla Vitaya earlier, but the Ramban mutches to learn, I didn't get it so well, I don't want to be Meir. The Ramban mutches to learn the Shakla Vitaya earlier, the Rabbi Kiva is only arguing on Tinik Shinishmul Ben Anachrim and saying that's also Mechayi Vishmua, but he's not arguing on Shigigas carpet. Now the Gemara also discusses Chuma. And Bai says that Kol Meidim B'Chuma She'en Chayav Al-Lachayim Eshash Yishub Glav Sheba. That even though Lagabe Karbin, we say that even if you're amazed B'Lav, if you have a Shigigas Kares, you call the Shigig to bring a Karbin. But Lagabe Achilas Chuma, with the din is Achilas Chuma and Yidip B'Shigig, you bring a Chaymish, you have to give a Dover Roy Elias Kedish and pay a Chaymish. Mashiach B'Yidip Amazed, you have to just pay back money without a chaymish. So the shegig by chuma is a shegig in the lamp. You didn't know there was a lamp to eat chuma. Or you didn't know that it was chuma. And the Gemara says it was pshita. There's no karis by chuma. It's not shag to be shegig by karis. So if it would have to be a shegig by the lamp. So the Gemara says there is misa b'dei shemayim by chuma. So mele, you would think if you were mezi b'lav, if you were shegig in the misa b'dei shemayim, you also be chayiv. Kamashmul in the no. The shkaga has to be a shkaga in the lav, it's not good enough to be a shkaga with misa b'dei shemayim. But Rava says, misa b'makam karis et mendis, and chaymish b'makam kar ben koi. That just like you say by a lav sheyesh be karis, that you bring a carbon on the karis, so shigis karis is good enough to mechayev a carbon. Hu adin on achilas chuma b'shegig, the chaymish is for the Misa. And if you're Sheig on the Misa, even if you're Mezen Lav, it's called a Sheig and you bring a Chaymish. So Kepshuti learned the Machlaikis like this, like we said in the previous year. The Machlaikis, the reason why Rebbechon holds a Sheig is Karish Meshkaga, is because the carbon's on the Karis, as they state in Rashi and Tesis. So that's good for the Shaila here. That's good for the Shaila. The Din Chaymish by Chuma is the Chaymish because you are in the Lav of Chuma. That's what Abai holds. And Mameli, you need a Shigas Lav. But Rava holds the Din Chaymish is because you are even Chiv Misa of Chuma. You are even Chiv Misa of Chuma. That's why you bring the Chaymish. So Mela, a Shkag and the Chiv Misa is also good enough to bring you to Chaymish even if you're amazing in the Lav. And as Abai Mesin state in the Ar Sameach and Ilchas Chumas, Perik Vav Alach Alav, he explains with this, that the Neisa Kelem Asakash and the Rambam says that a Zar who eats Chuma b'mezid is Chayiv Misa. That's klar. But a Zar who eats Chuma Tumeya b'mezid is Chayiv Misa. So the Shaila is, where did the Rambam get it from? It says, u'mezid b'ki yichalu, one you say it's Mechul of Aymed. Where did the Rambam get it from? A Zag Deshmech, besides that, it's a Ofen Yerushalmi and Bikurim. But he says, it's really Mavura that way in the Bafli. Because the Mishnah says in Chumas that if somebody eats Chuma b'shegig, even if he eats Chuma Tumei, he pays a Chaymish. That's a Mefurish Mishnah in Chumas, Perek Vav. Now, it doesn't say clearly he gets Misa. But since Agamara says that Misa b'makam karis oimid, and if you're shegig, if you're hizid b'lav and shegig b'misa, you pay the Chaymish, Vaist ois the chi of Chaymish doesn't come from the lav. Vaist ois the chi of Chaymish comes from the Misa. Aybazai, since it's seen by Chuma Tumeir as a Chaymish, Vaisai is for them that Chuma Tumeir is b'misa. That's the Makar for the Rambam. So Mislam and Atzer HaShemeh would learn the Machlaikis Abai and Rava. Abai holds that the Chi of Chaymish comes from the Lav, and Rava holds the Chi of Chaymish comes from the Misa. The Stipla, he says the same shtickle, but he says he had Chacham Echad asked the Makasha that in Yavam Mistaf Peivav, there's a drasha to Yumayim Maisa Sheni for Misa, Umesu Boi Veloiba Maisa Sheni. And then there's a drasha to Yumayim Maisa Sheni from Chaymish, Alav Veloiba Maisa Sheni. The Yosef Chamishi say, Alav Veloiba Maisa Sheni. So the Chayiv, the Dina Matali Abba, Wani Tumayutim, says a good Ara. Then both the Arsameach and the Stipla ask another kasha that there's a Rash. There's a Rash in Shumas, beginning of Perek Zayin, that the question is Lagabi Meila. The Halacha by Meila also you need a Shegig. Meila means that you nene from Shegig, you nene from Hektish. And there's the Halacha that by Meila also it's only B'Shegig. Now the Shaila is, let's say you know there's a lav of Meila, but you don't know there's Misa by Meila. Now there's a big Shaila of his Misa by Meila. Rebbe holds his Misa by Meila, his is B'Meila, Rebbe holds his B'Misa, but the Chacham hold, no, it's only a lav, there's no Misa. So according to the Chachamim, by Meila, that's for sure, you have to be a Shegig in the lav, because there is nothing else. But according to Rebbe, that this Misa, the Rash is a big Chiddush, that if you're hizid b'lav and you're shegig b'misa, you'd be chayiv me'ila. Now, muvad, what it's be'etzim, a little bit hard in svara to hear, once you see the Rabbanan hold that there's a chayiv me'ila for a lav, mehecha teisa that Rebbe, who happens to hold there's a din misa, holds that the asha me'ila comes because of the misa, that would be dachak, why would the Rash nem that on? But they ask even a better question, because Rebbe holds b'misa, teisa says, imsachim naflam me'gibbles, that's when you eat hektish. When you eat hektish, it's b'misa. It's like macholas asuris that you get chiyuv misa for eating it. But when you nene from hektish, Taisa says even Rebbe doesn't hold this b'misa. And avada nene from hektish is me'ila. So Vais says kloid is a chiyuv me'ila even according to Rebbe without a chiyuv misa. So the chiyuv me'ila zichet doesn't come from the misa. And still the Rash says that according to Rebbe, hizit b'lav and shegig b'misa would be chayiv. So the Arsameach holds that this is a kasha and the Rash. He says it's shmei the Rash, it's shmei the Rash, because by him it was so poshut the svara that the say that David at Shingas Karis is mechayiv even by his alive is because the carbon comes from the Karis, and Mela by him it was so poshut the say that Rava that holds that Shingas Misa would bring chaimish is would have to be that because the chaimish comes from the Misa, and by Meila. Well, even according to Rebbe that his b'Meila is b'Misa, but that's only Achila. And Rebbe's maskim that by Hana, even without the Misa, Mechayiv Me'ila, Vaisis the Lav is Mechayiv Me'ila. So Melech Shver the Rash, what's the Pshat in the Rash? That according to Rebbe, if you Hizid B'Lav and you Shaykh B'Misa, you'll be Chayiv, since the Me'ila comes from the Lav, the Shaykh of the Misa wouldn't be enough. As I fact, there is Samech Akasha on the Rash. The Stipler thought that maybe it'll be Shver in the Yisayid. Maybe even if the Shegah comes from the Lav, it's still called a Shegah when you're Shegah in the Misa. He's Mefalpo back and forth. If I would learn like Dar Sameach, I think it's Mefurish, Rashi, and Taisus that way, and I think the Svar is Mechayiv that way. If you don't need the Misa for the Schayiv, it's for Harai, and Nena also is Mechayiv by Me'ila. And there's no Misa. So why would a Shkog in the Misa be called a Shegah? Lamaisa, all you need is a Lav, and I have the Lav, and the Lav is amazing. I saw in the Minchas Ariel that he wants to answer the Rash that Rashi Imsachim Naflam Megimel is Mashmalaik Tesis, but Yeshua is Medaik that way. That according to Rabbi, any time you nene, any type of meal is Misa. So maybe the Rash learns that way. And he brings in the Lekach Tay from a base of angle that also says that there's a Machlaikis about it, and Rashi holds that any type of Hizib Me'ila is B'Misa. So the Rash could also hold the way, and that could be the Yisha for the Rash. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the Memra of Avhuna, Ayimahalach, Bemidbar, Veni Day, Amos, Hashabbos, Minus Shishiyam, Meshamayay Mechot. Someone who's out of civilization has no idea when Shabbos is, so he counts 6 days from the time he realized, and the day that he realized counts as day one, and the seventh day is Shabbos. Gemara brings the Machlekes, maybe does Shabbos the next day and then 6 days, but the Gemara's Maskana is Tiyufta, Dechiyah, Barav, and we hold like Avhuna. And the Gemara says that every single day, including that day, he's allowed to do what he needs for that day. Whatever he needs for pikuach nefesh for that day is mutter. And that day also, he's allowed to do whatever is needed for pikuach nefesh. And he's not allowed to do the day before for both days, because maybe that day is Shabbos. So every day, he does the malacha that he needs for that day. He can't do anything more. So how is it nikur the seventh day that it's Shabbos? Kiddush and Avdalah. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim that you also do all the Tefillah Shabbos. There are some Paiskim, the Chidah, in Machzik Bracha, he brings that you don't do Tefillah Shabbos, it's just do Tefillah Schoel. But Lamaisa, the Paiskim Naman, the Mishnah Berurah's Psak is that you do Tefillah Shabbos also. Now the shaila is, how could you do it? Maybe it's not Shabbos and it'll be Bracha Levatala. The Ritva really asks this shaila, and he says, that's a Takanas Chachamim. Bracha Levatala is a Din Derabanan, and Mamel, that's a Takanas Chachamim. And Kipshutai, like Rashi says, it's a Zichrin Ba'alma. It's not a Din Derabanan to make a Zikaran to have a Yom Cholok Mishar Yomim and to Shakach Shabbos Mimenu. That's what Rashi and the Ran say. It's just as a Karim Ba'alma. And Mikra Adin, each day is a Safik Shabbos. That's why each day there's an Issa Malacha, because it's Safik Deraisa L'chumra, you now do Malacha. And each day there's a Hetta for Pikuach Nefesh. Even if it's Shabbos, whatever you need for Pikuach Nefesh is Avada Mutter. And the Din of Meina Shishi V'Shei V'Sechad is Tamad Rabbanu L'Zichrim Ba'alma, that it should remember that there's such a thing called Shabbos. See, there's a shaila by Durabanans. Magen Avraham is mevurim that you're allowed to do Durabanans every day, because Safi Durabanan Lekula. So every day you could do Durabanans. The shaila is the Yom Sheshevis Bay. The shaila is the Yom Sheshevis Bay. That seventh day could you do Durabanan? The Magen Avraham holds no. The Magen Avraham is medayik from the Rosh. The Taisis and the Rosh discuss, so you're allowed to walk. And Taisis and the Rosh first assume that you're allowed to walk every day in order to get out of the Midbar. You're allowed to walk out of the Tchum. But the Pshat is, on the day that you shave, you're not allowed to walk. So why did the Gemara say that it's B'may Minkar Min Tchumen? That in Tchumen, that you're not going to go out of the Tchum. So one teretz is, because it has to be Nikar about something positive, not something negative, not something that's Sheva Al Tasa. And then they say, second teretz, that you're allowed to go out of the Tchum even in the day that you rest. And the rush ends because you have to get out of the Midbar. It's very important to get out of the Midbar. So Zok the Magen Avraham weiss from there that the day that you rest, the Yom Shvi, it's only to get out of the Midbar. That's why you're allowed to do the Tchumen. Otherwise, even though Tchumen's Derabanan, you wouldn't be allowed to do Derabanans then. And he says, why? I l'chayra, it's a Safik Derabanan. Why do you say Safik Derabanan l'kula? So he says, since it's telling it avek as a day of rest, so Mel, it's like Yantav Sheni, we don't do the Rabbanans there either. Once it's a Vegeshtalt, meaning Rabbanan, that that's the day of rest, you can't do the Rabbanans that day. The Elia Rambam is Mefakvik, he says, Taisus doesn't bring down that reason. Could be according to Taisus, you could be doing the Rabbanans on the day that you rest. Could be the Machlaikis is, did they make it Shabbos midir Rabbanan? Or they just made up a Siddin Kiddush and Avdala midir Rabbanan? Could be a Kiklair, that's good for the Shaila. It's really a Suffolk Shabbos, and maybe Min Darabanan, it's a Vaday Shabbos, and that's why you can't do Darabanan. So maybe no. They just made it in Kiddush and Avdol, Zichron Ba'alma. Say Bazei could do Darabanan. The Emes is the Ramban is pretty mafurish that you could do Darabanan, because the Ramban says, and the Malaitesis says, you'll either go Chutzot Chum even that day, because Min Darabanan, the Koshim in the Vrayim like Gazru. But then he says, the Philom and Yom Chum and their Isam. But since it's not an issa skill, it's only an issa say leich mirum. We'll speak about that soon. But it's mavur in the Ramban that you're allowed to do the Rabbanans. I think in Taisus it's meduyik though that you're not allowed to do the Rabbanans even on the other days, because Taisus starts off saying that you're allowed to go out of the Tchum with every day except for that day. So he's saying b'toyris chiddush that you're allowed to go out of the Tchum every day. And he says, the reason why, why does it say Pashit? It's Derabanan and Safi Derabanan Lekula. Taisus, Taisus holds that without the time of Loyim Megil Olam Leyishuv, which you see from the Ramban, may even be Matir Deraisa, you wouldn't be allowed to go out of the Tchum, even though it's Derabanan. So with Taisus, it's Mashmet to me, they can't do Derabanans every day. But the Magen Avraham doesn't learn that way. Now, in the Gliyani Hashas, from Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says an interesting thing. He brings Makairis, he brings from the Magad Meisharim of the Beis Yosef, that this din of Meina Shishu Meshamayim Echad is not Stamas Safik, it's Maker Adin. There's a din of Meina Shishu Meshamayim Echad. He brings also from the Mishas Chachamim, from the Maram Chagiz, I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings other Maram Makairis, the Reishas Chachman, Shar Kedusha B'Shem, his Rebbe, the Rabbi Shekhar Aviro. And the Shloi, he says, brings the Reishas Chachma. There's also in the Parashas Drachim from the Mishnah Melech, Drushchav Gimel, he brings the Medrash, says that the Eibishter rests Shabbos, when Klal Yisrael rests, even Shabbos Shel Chayil. So he said a pshat, that even if you're not really keeping Shabbos, you're just being minus Shvi v'shei v'shei mechad, but the Eibishter is resting on that Shabbos, it's like a real Shabbos. But to me, these Marim Mekaymas, the Reishas Chachma, the Magen Nesharim from the Beis Yosef, the Shlom, even the Parashas Drachim, I don't see it being that in Halmacha, it's Me'ikar Ad-Din, that you may Neshvi V'Shei V'Shei Mechad. Could be that's a Din D'Rabban L'Zichem Ba'alma, like Rashi says. But the Pshat is that Al-Pi Kabbalah, Al-Pi L'Pnimiyas Inyan, so merely you have the Ashpa of Shabbos, you have the Kedusha Shabbos, even though it's not really Shabbos, but since you're Mayne Shvi V'Shei V'Shei Mechon, you'll get the Ashpa, you'll get the Kedusha of Shabbos, you say Kiddush, you have the Tefillahs of Shabbos. So it's Shabbos, just like Yontif Sheni. I mean, the rice, it's not Yontif, but Avada. You have the Ashpa of Yontif, you have the Kedusha of Yontif. This thing of Mayne Shvi V'Shei Mechon has its Ashpa, has its Kedusha, but it's not real, it's not a real Halacha Inyan. The only Makar I see to such a thing is the Radvaz, but it's a very Shver Radvaz. Advaz is in Chelik Aleph, Siman Ayin Vav. He was asked to Shaila, what's the pshat that people on the east, people on the west, they keep Shabbos, they're keeping a different time? When is the real Shabbos? They each have different times, when the sun rises, when the sun sets. So Advaz says, Shabbos is whenever it's Shabbos for you. He says, even in Eretz Yisrael itself, there are differences between Eastern Eretz Yisrael and Western Eretz Yisrael. There are a few minutes difference. So when is the real Shabbos? Whatever Shabbos for you, that's when it's the real Shabbos. That's what the Advaz says. And then he brings a raya. He says, "Gdeila mizu amru," that someone lost in the midbar is minus shvi v'shei v'shei mechad. V'aistayis, Shabbos is whatever Shabbos for him. He says, "Ay v'zay frektis, how come you can't do malacha on all the days? And, you know, how come you can't do malacha on all the days?" So he says, so the pshat is, there could be the people in that region are keeping this day Shabbos, and you're not. So that's a problem with Malacha. And also he says, because then you're doing Malacha in a day, the Shabbos that you're keeping is a day which is not Shabbos anywhere in the globe. So that's a problem. So I'm not sure, he's bringing a raya from this Gemara, if this Gemara is just a zichron ba'alma l'chayitz v'chol not a raya. It sounds like he named the Gemara somewhat mikir adin. But I don't know, so what's the Ryan? It was a if you see Lagabi Malacha, you don't say that whatever Shabbos he decided on, whatever Shabbos he's supposed to keep, that's the Shabbos. You see Lagabi Malacha, you're going to go bust to the region, or the rest of the world, or whatever it is. So what do you see from that Gemara? Why should Kedusha V'Avdal to be different? And then he says something which is even more shrey. He says, I'll bring you a Raya, because when he gets out of the Minbar, he doesn't have to bring any chatas, any, and doesn't get any kares, no skila, doesn't have to be misvada. But he says he kept Shabbos. I don't know what he means. If the pshat was he only did malacha for pikuach nefesh, then that's why. He only did malacha on Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. If we're talking about a case where he didn't know which one was Shabbos and he did malacha on the wrong day, because he got mixed up, some hechates he don't bring a chatas. He doesn't have any raya to that. So I don't understand the Radvaz so well. But it does sound like he's saying it Me'ikar Adin. It would be a very big chiddush, but the original Gemara is a little bit mashman away, Yalf and Briyasa Shalaylam, or Yalf Me'odim Rishain. It does sound like that talking about the Etzim, not just, unless it's just deciding how the Chacham should make the Takana. If you're going to say like what the advisor is indicating, you have to say the Gemara knew that Lagabi Malacha, it's not totally new personally, because Lamaisa to other people in the world, and you don't have your own Shvi and Echad. The Eivishta made Shabbos, and the Chanami Shabbos depends where you are. That means the Shkia and the Tzeis and everything depends where you are. But Avadi, you can't make up your own days and say, I want to keep these 6 days and that day is Shabbos. But Lagabe Kiddush and Avdol, Lagabe Zachar, Shem, Shabbos, Lakashay, there is a Kedush of the seventh day, even if it's not the real seventh day, but Negei Kiddush and Avdol. But that would be a very big chiddush, and Rashi's mavur not that way. And I would answer a kasha. The Rosh Yosef asked his kasha, and who would then the Kaivitz Ha'aretz, Kaivitz Ha'aretz Rabbi Chanan, and Simon Chav Zayin, Sifkat and Hay, that why isn't there a chiv to make kiddush every day? L'maisa is a din, the Raisa, to make kiddush in Shabbos. Why wouldn't that be mechayiv to make kiddush every day? So if you hold that the Shabbos l'gabi zachas yom Shabbos l'kachi is takatoli on you shvi umayni and mechon, it's only l'gabi melacha that's not toli in that. So that would make sense why the taka be achiv the raisa to make kiddush on the day that you count the shvi, and there will be and then there won't be achiv on any other day. And so the Minchas Ariel brings down from the Penine Kilas Yankov, it's Chelik Beis, page Samach Vov, that someone asked his kasha to the stipler, and the stipler said that the Dvar Avram, and Chelik Aleph, Simulam Adal, says the guy, Sphere Saimer, that why don't you say Sveka the Yema for Sphere Saimer and count 2 days Sphere Saimer? Because he said if it's Sphere, you're counting, you can't count Suffolk. A Suffolk is not counting Bechlau. So Mele Behechich, he only could count one. Because like the disciple, the same thing, if you don't know today is Shabbos, you just have a suffix today is Shabbos, so you can't go and be Mekadosh Shabbos. It's not called being Mekadosh Shabbos. If every single day you don't know which one's Shabbos, and you're just deciding to be Mekadosh Shabbos, it's kind of very mistabra. That's not called being Mekadosh Shabbos b'chlal. Chazal had to make it that there is taka epis of b'china of Shabbos on the seventh day, to make it that you're Mekadosh Shabbos and say, this is my Shabbos. But that every day you should be Mekadosh Shabbos, that's bechlal not being mekayin the mitzvah, being mekayin the Shabbos bechlal. So million einus on the ikka mitzvah of kiddush. Chay, very richtig. Now there's a shaila that the Elam speaks about. What happened to roiv? Why is it asa to do malacha every day? Why don't you say roiv? So the Magen Avraham says, because it's kavua. Kol kavua, kamachsa machsadami. And the Prima Gadi reads ice, even though by Kavua, it's only when the Isser is Nikabim Kaimai, let's say you have 10 pieces of meat, 9 kosher and 1 treif, you don't say Kavua because you don't know which one is which, at least me the Isser, you don't say Kavua. It's only when you have 9 stores with Nikabim Kaimai. So here also the amount of the day is Nikit to the whole world, it's only not Nikit to him, so that's called Kavua. The Prima Gadim says in other Teretz, Nasir Abu Chanan in Akavis Haaretz, Simcha Vesef Kanzayim was Mechavin, that you don't say Roiv when, it's a Taisin Sinedrin, that you don't say Roiv when Miman of Shech you're going to do an Isser. If every single day will be Mutal's Roiv, and then Miman of Shech you do an Isser, you don't say Roiv. Amal, you could say Bittel Roiv that way. But you don't say Haloichacha Roiv if Miman of Shech you're going to do something Shalei Kedin. Roiv can't paskin that each and every day is Mutter if Lamaisa one of the days are going to be Asser. So Mimela, one of the days are going to have to be us. So that's another svara, why you don't say Reiv. See, that really could be a svara, why you don't say Safak Darbanon Lekula. Because Safak Darbanon Lekula also you don't say when Lamais is going to be Mat the Sun, which is Vadei Shalei Kedin. So I'm not sure Pshat in the Magen Avraham, which is Mashma, that you are allowed to do Darbanons. Unless you Taka say that you're not allowed to do Darbanons on the Yom Shvi, so then it which Din. At the rest of the days, you could do the Rabbanans, because you don't say Mimanusha, because the Yom Shvi, anyway, now to do the Rabbanans, mi the Rabbanan. But if you say, Tell your Rabbi, you'll have to do the Rabbanans all 7 days, the Chayrit Shver, it should come out, you don't say Safik Dabana Lakulam, when Mimanusha, you're going to be Ivan the Rabbanan. It's Arachim Bezet. Now, the Bialacha discusses putting on tefillin. He names on you should put on tefillin even on the seventh day, because the Rav will be Machayiv you to put on tefillin. And he says, even if you're going to say that it's kavua, and you're going to say it's kavua gomim mi deraisis mechsal mechsa, but it's a suffik deraisis, so you'd be mechuyev to put on tefillin on the seventh day al suffik deraisa. But he declares that maybe according to the Magen Avraham, he's not sure, but he says maybe according to the Magen Avraham that says that you can't do the rabbanans on the seventh day because they made a chamas mi derabbanan, so maybe the guy made tefillin also they made a Shabbos and you shouldn't wear tefillin. But he's mitzadeh that even according to that you should wear tefillin that day. But you see the Bi'alach at least had a ksas suffik if this din that you don't go basirayv is a din deraisa. From the Gadim says, klar, it's deraisa. I think the Gemara is mavur that way. The Gemara is mamish mavur, klar, that it's deraisa. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, vahu ilayim ilaymas. The Gemara says, the avim es will stay panasas. So the Gemara asks the kasha, the dilum esmo Shabbos avoy. Why is it a kasha b'chlal? If me the raisa you go b'sarayv, and the Rabbanan decided that on the seventh day you shouldn't do malacha, and it's a din der Rabbanan. Me the raisa really could do malacha every day because of the raiv. And the whole din kavu is der Rabbanan. So what's the Gemara's kasha that maybe the last day is Shabbos? That's the tekanas chacham. That's when you have a raiv. You'll have to do malacha whenever you want. And they said, don't do malacha on the seventh day, and do two parnassas the day before. The Gemara's kash is mavur that it's a din deraisa. I saw someone that was medayik from the Ramban that we quoted. The Ramban says that you can go out of the tchum even on the seventh day, and the Ramban says, what about if you hold like the Yishenim, that Yud Beis Mil is deraisa? Teis and the Rosh hold that all tchumen is derabanan. But the Ram and the Rif hold that Yud Beis Mil is deraisa. So the Ramban says, if you hold Yud Beis Mil is deraisa, are you allowed to go out of the tchum on the seventh day? So he says, yeah, because since it's not Koresh, lo yechmiru. So someone's b'dayik from there, what do you mean? They'll be matter and issa deraisa because lo yechmiru? Teres says, it must be, that means deraisa, everything's mutter because of Rayiv. But I think it's a tais, because the Ramban is only discussing the seventh day. What's the pshat in the seventh day? So he says, the seventh day, go out of the tchum because it's derabanan, which is mashmi could do their abundance on the seventh day. And even if you say tchumana deraisa, ibalt it's not a issa skila lo yechmiru. And don't tell me, he says, that you can't go out of the tchum any day. No, he brings a right. He says, because otherwise, what's for my minker? Minker is that you're not walking. You're not going out of the tchum. Elam I get to tell me you can't go out of the tchum every day. He says, that can't be, because otherwise, you'll be Mechal Shabbos Harbe. You'll end up staying in the Midbar and being Mechal Shabbos Harbe V'yomis Peretz Gzeira. Like Taisu was a red zeis. Then he won't get Liyishu V'aylam, and the Ramban says, Mu'll be Mechal Shabbos Harbe, and it'll be Yomis Peretz Gzeira. So Al Karchach, that's the Svara that's Matta the Deraisa. The Svara that's Matta the Deraisa is because you'll end up being Mechal Mu'll Shabbos if you don't do it. And you'll be Yom Esperes Gezeirah, maybe means it's the Inyan of Pekuach Nefesh. So, when he's saying Kimati Yud Beis Mil, it wasn't because Lo Yechmiru. He's just discussing that day. He's just discussing the seventh day, could you go Yud Beis Mil? So first he says you could because it's Derabanan. And he says, even if it's Deraisa Lo Yechmiru, Deraya is, because the Gemara says, but my Minker, if I say it's the seventh day, it's not Nika, there's no additional restrictions on the seventh day more than the other days. So Benigeya, that they should be machmer on the seventh day, they told you it's Shabbos, you make Kiddush and Avdolah, so maybe you have to be machmer on that, like the Magen Avraham holds, you can't do the Rabbanans on the seventh day. So he holds, no, even if it's the Reisa, they weren't machmer on it, it's not a Chiyuv Karis, so they weren't machmer on it. They didn't tell you that the Shabbos that they made for the seventh day applies to Truman and Avaraya, because otherwise in that way it's Minker. But the Lo Yechmiru is only Lagabi the seventh day. Lagabi that day, you're allowed to go out of the Tchum Mitz Deraisa. He told you the reason. Because otherwise, you'll be Mechal Shabbos Esharbe, and you'll be Yomas Amin, but you'll never get Liyishav. That's the reason why. I think the Gemara is Mavur that you don't go Basarev Mi Deraisa. So I didn't miss out with one shtickler from the Bi'alacha and my Aris on it. The Bi'alacha asks the Kasha. He says, every single day, he's going to do Kadei Panasase for that day. So Mele, he'll be Vanei Mechal Shabbos, but he's doing it for Pikuach Nefesh, and that's what you should do. Mechari, you have a better idea. How about picking one day and doing the Melacha for the whole week that one day? So he has a 6 out of 7 chance that he Bechal won't be Mechal Shabbos. Wouldn't that be better to do Melacha one day and have a 6 out of 7 chance that he Bechal won't be Mechal Shabbos than to have a Vanei Mechal Shabbos by doing Melacha every day? What's the pshat? As effect to be alacha kasha. As like to be alacha leistais. Whatever you do for pikuach nefesh, it's b'chol lechol Shabbos, because you're doing it for pikuach nefesh. Now, she'en kein, if you do the malacha all on one day, so you have a 1 in 7 chance that you're going to be mechal Shabbos. You can't be mechal Shabbos even in 1 in 7 chance, because you can't go bust the roof, because kol kavu kamax lamax the dummy. But the pshat is, you're going to have a chance to be mechal Shabbos. It's up lechol Shabbos. You can't do. Hashem Kain, if you do for Pikuach Nefesh, that's not Chilul Shabbos. So he says, Lefizel will come out of Chiddush, L'chaira. Let's say you have someone in the army, and he has to do a job of Mochad Eraisa and Shabbos, it's Pikuach Nefesh, he has to do it. And now it's already Bein HaShemashes. He was supposed to do it, he was told to do it, it's Friday afternoon, it's already Bein HaShemashes. And he has until Shabbos afternoon to complete the job. So he could complete it now, Bein HaShemashes, or he could wait till the last second and complete it then. So to be halacha l'chayra, you'd say, if Adi should do it now, it's only a suffix. If he waits till the last second, So then it's a Vadei Chil Shabbos. So you should do it now, it's a Suffolk. But he says, Faket, if he was saying, if he waits for the last second, that's Pikuach Nefesh. That's Pikuach Nefesh. So that's not Chil Shabbos. And if he does it now, it's not only a Suffolk, but it's not Pikuach Nefesh. So maybe he has to wait for the last second. But he says, V'yesh Lidchais. Because there it's two different days, but here it's the same day. What's enough? You mean if it's the beginning of the Eisleis, it's better to do it earlier because then it's only a Suffolk. And he buys with the Tzarechian. But I don't understand the Shaila B'chlal. L'chayr, what he writes at the end of Yesh L'chayr says, Parshit, what's an afkemina if he does it earlier or later? It's both the Pikuach Nefesh. They're both the Pikuach Nefesh. Hagav Atzmecha, if let's say they told him on Shabbos he has to do a job, he could do it Friday night, or he could wait till the last minute and do it the last minute. He's not allowed to do it Friday night, why not? That's not called Pikuach Nefesh. They're both Pikuach Nefesh, like he says in the Yesh L'chayr. In Agamar, it's completely different. And I don't even hear the shayla so stark that you have to say so sharp the svara that Pikuach Nefesh is not Chil Shabbos. Right now, I should go do Malacha for 7 days today, because then I have a 6 out of 7 chance that I won't be Mechal Shabbos, as opposed to waiting each day and do Malacha then. But on the Tzan today is Shabbos, so I'm not allowed to do Malacha. I can only do for Pikuach Nefesh. So if today is Shabbos, can I do Malacha for tomorrow? If today is Shabbos and tomorrow is not Shabbos. So if today is Shabbos, am I allowed to do Malacha for tomorrow? No. It's not Pikuach Nefesh B'chlal. Because it's the Chil Shabbos doesn't have any Pikuach Nefesh to it. I could do it tomorrow when it's not Shabbos. So since I have a Suffolk that today is Shabbos, so I can't do Malacha for tomorrow, it's going to come, and I'll be Cheshbin, less of a chance of Mechal Shabbos, fine. But what's matter me to do Malacha now? It's now a Suffolk Shabbos. It might be Shabbos today. What's the heter for me to do Malacha? On the Tzad, it's Shabbos, I'm being Mechal Shabbos. And I have a Suffolk that maybe it's Shabbos. Find the case of Bein HaShmoshes, like the Bialacha says in the Yesh L'chayis, I have Pikuach Nefesh anyway. So Adarab, it might not be Shabbos, then Gevaldik. It's not like then I'm not doing it for Pikuach Nefesh. Mashenken here on the Tzad, it's not Shabbos today. I mean, on the side that it is Shabbos today, I don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Mashiach and Nirvay Bein HaShmoshes, on the side that it's Shabbos now, I anyway have to be Mechal Shabbos. I don't think it's a difference this Shabbos or another Shabbos. But Marshall, I would think if he knows 100% for sure that he'll be in the same Midbar 7 days from now, I mean 8 days from now, so he could do two Parnassus today, for now, and not do anything 8 days from now. My nafkamina, if he does kedei panasa today and 8 days from now, or he does two today and nothing 8 days from now. That's exactly the same thing. It's not chat that one's for pikuach nefesh and one's not. They're both pikuach nefesh. I have to do some malacha on Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. Avadin al bimutter, could be will be also because he'll have to think that maybe he won't be in the midbar 8 days from now. But the etzim, if he could do malacha for 8 days from now, and he decides, listen, I'm doing malacha now anyway, I'll do two. Not for tomorrow, because tomorrow might not be Shabbos, but for 8 days from now, because we're manavshach. If today isn't Shabbos, then what's the problem? Elamite today is Shabbos, so then 8 days from now is also going to be Shabbos, so what's the difference if I do the malacha now, or I do it then? I think that would be mutter. The problem with doing malacha for a different day is that if today is Shabbos, that day is not Shabbos. So it's not Pikuach Nefesh to do Malacha on Shabbos for the Panasa of that day. So I have to be chayshish that today is Shabbos, and I can't do Malacha. I'll come out worth it because 6 out of 7 won't be Mechal Shabbos. Yeah, but there's nothing's being mad to me to do Malacha for another day. Because maybe today is Shabbos and that day is not Shabbos. So every single day I could do Malacha only for that day. That's Pshat in the Gemara. But if Mimanavshech, I have to do Malacha on Shabbos, there's no nafkamina if I do it earlier or later. If Mimanavshech, it has to be done. So if there's an earlier time, which is a Suffolk, and a later time, which is a Vadai, Avadi should do it earlier, because it's a Vadai, better to Mechal Shabbos be Suffolk, and Mechal Shabbos be Teres Vadai. That said, I would never want for a double Pashit. You have to really be Magea, Hashem Yorinai, to understand the word of the Bialacha.